Hallelujah. Amen. I preach every week in my church, but preaching in front of you guys makes me so nervous. Well, good morning po sa ating lahat. And first of all, I would like to say thank you to our God and to APNTS family for this privilege of preaching the Word of God today. Thank you for having me here today. Thank you to Chaplain Cherry and to Dr. Cunningham and to APNTS family. Just to share, you know, I'm forever grateful to God for this seminary. The Lord used APNTS, you know, to change my life, to mold my life. I have so many beautiful memories here at APNTS. So for me, APNTS has been a home away from home. And so praise God for APNTS. Let's pray before we study the Word of God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that you have given us. Father, this time we want nothing but your Word. And we pray that you would, Lord, speak to us, for we are listening. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. There was a man who was about to jump from a bridge. He wanted to end his life. Now an alert police officer is slowly and carefully moved toward him, talking with him all the time. When the officer got closer to the man, he said, "Surely nothing could be bad enough for you to take your life. Tell me about your problem. Talk to me." So the man told the police officer, how his wife had left him, how his business had gone bankrupt, and how his friends abandoned him. Everything in life had lost meaning. And so for 30 minutes, the man told the sad story of his life. And you know what? You know what happened for 30 minutes? You know, they talked. They both jumped and died. Plato, an ancient Greek philosopher, said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." I will repeat it again. Be kind, according to Plato, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. The question is, what kind of hard battle you are facing right now? I think many of us here, students, are having, you know, facing hard battle. Our hard battle is our requirements. In our text today, the crowd, the people, really facing a hard battle in their daily lives. In our text describes, as our sister read our text this morning, our passage describes them as harassed and helpless. The people, the crowd, were harassed and helpless. Jesus saw the hearts of these people as wounded and torn by the effects of sin. They were inwardly devastated and helpless in their sinful and hopeless condition. They were like sheep without a shepherd. They were deceived by a system led by the scribes and Pharisees that had arranged the Mosaic law and left them wounded and wandering. Those that were supposed to be leading them, the scribes, the Pharisees, to be leading them, were not leading them to God, for they were instead wolves leading them away from the true and proper worship of God. These sheep had no shepherd, sheep without someone to protect and guide them. They had become abused, confused, and disheartened. In our society today, many people are harassed and helpless in many ways. Depression due to financial problem, emotional problem, physical problem, social and spiritual problem. And may I add here, you know, stress because of APNTS requirements and assignments. 2 months ago, an associate pastor and a writer of Harvest Christian Fellowship had died by suicide. We know him. 2 months ago. A pastor of a big church and a mental health advocate. You know, he promotes mental health. And this guy killed himself. A pastor. A writer. And so, even we, workers of Christ, we are not exempted on the attack of depression. You know, we get stress. Do you know Gav Valenciano for Filipinos? You know, Gav Valenciano is the son of Gary V. Gary V is a very popular singer in the Philippines, and he's a Christian. And also Gab, you know, Gab is also a Christian. But he had 2 suicide attempts, Gab Valenciano. He said, as of today, one person dies every 40 seconds. Every 40 seconds, one person dies by suicide. That is not a good statistic at all. I would have been part of that statistic, he said, twice, if not for the grace of God and love of my family and friends. Hanging from the 22nd floor of a condominium, deliberately hurting myself and substance abuse could have been the end of my story. But I believe that my failed attempts had a greater calling, and that calling is to reach out and help as many people as I can who are struggling with mental health issues through empathy and compassion. Try to look around and see what's happening in our society. You know, we're just stuck here, four corners of this campus. You know, we do a lot of paperwork, assignments. But try to look around and see what's happening in our society. For example, in the Philippines, according to surveys, the Philippines has the highest number of depressed people in Southeast Asia, according to National Statistics Office. You know, before, we were known as one of the happiest people in the world. But now, it's sad to say, the Philippines has the highest number of depressed people in Southeast Asia. Filipino kids as young as 10 years old have committed suicide because of depression. 10 years old. According to National Poison Management and Control Center. From 2012 to 2016, there were 237 suicide cases among children aged between 10 and 14. Very scary, according to Department of Health. What is depression? Depression is a common and serious mood of disorder that causes a persistent feeling of sadness and a loss of interest, broken hearts problems, heartaches, victims of bullying and abuse. Philippines has the highest HIV infection growth rate in Asia Pacific. 1,172 cases have been recorded for the month of March 2019. 1,172 cases. 40 Filipinos are diagnosed positive for HIV daily. Daily. Sexual abuse, cyber sex trafficking, victims are mostly children and young people. July 12, 2018, Philippine Statistics Authority, Caldera, has recorded the youngest teenage mom in the Philippines. She is 10 years old, grade 4 student. My daughter is grade 4 student. And you know what? She got pregnant. Why? Because she was raped by her uncle. Even in our own place, there are so many people around us who are depressed, harassed, and helpless. Maybe the person next to you, you know, experiencing stress, you know, hard battle in his life, in her life. Matthew 9:35 tells us what Jesus did. In verse 36 tells us why he was compassionate. Jesus was compassionate. Verse 36, and seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The feelings that arose in Jesus as he saw the people were very strong. The word translated here, felt compassion, is the strongest word available to describe his feeling. The word is actually a reference to his stomach and a descriptive of the sense you might get when your child has had an accident and you see him or her in the hospital for the first time. It hits you right in the pit of your stomach and you want to exchange places with them if at all possible because of your compassion for what your child is going through. You have empathy, not just sympathy. You know, sympathy is you have feeling for them, but empathy is you feel what they, you know, feeling. And that's what Jesus felt. And so Jesus went to the people. The area of Galilee was about 40 miles wide and 70 miles long. Josephus, a Jewish historian, tells us that there were around 200 cities and villages in that region, with 15,000 in the smallest of them due to the fertility of the region. And so according to him, 15,000 people in the smallest town. This means that there were at least 3 million people in the region. Taking note that Jesus went about in all Galilee and that he went into all cities and villages. And so it is reasonable to assume that the majority of these 3 million people would have had some direct exposure to Jesus Christ. In our text, Jesus demonstrated his compassion to the people in two ways. First, Jesus taught and preached to them the kingdom of God. This one is addressing a spiritual need. He preached to them the good news, the glad tidings of peace and pardon, reconciliation and salvation by himself, the Messiah. And so he preached the kingdom of God, addressing the spiritual need of the people. The second, Jesus healed every sickness and every disease among the people. So after addressing a spiritual problem, then here Jesus addressing the physical need. So it's a holistic approach of ministry. As he preached wholesome doctrine for the good of their souls, for their spiritual health, and cure of their spiritual sickness, so he healed all sorts of diseases. The bodies of men were incident too, that were brought unto him, and by his miracles confirmed. You know, he was healing every disease. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus came into this world to lead us the right way, to let us know the truth, and to give us life. John 10:10, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." Let's look at Isaiah 53, verses 5 to 12. It is a beautiful verses that tells us that really Jesus is the answer to our problem. Verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned out to our own. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, and yet did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep, and as a sheep before his shepherds is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Verse 8, by oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of many people he was punished. Verse 9, he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Through he had done no violence, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offerings and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Verse 11, after he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many. He will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great and will divide his spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Luke, sa ating pong binasa, in the passage that we read, Jesus paid it all. He is the ultimate solution and the answer to our problem. Amen? Jesus is the solution to our problem. He was rejected so that we can be accepted. He was wounded so that we can be healed. He died so that we may have life. We are so precious and valuable to Jesus. Can you tell the person next to you, you are valuable to Jesus. To our visitors, mahal kayo ng Panginoon. God loves you. He knows the detail of our lives. He has compassion on us. He cares for us. He loves us all. Jesus gave his life so that the people may live. You know, ironically speaking, Jesus gave his life so that the people may live. But many people today just easily killed themselves. Jesus gave his life so that we may live. God sees your pain. Don't ever think that you are alone. Pray 2 Corinthians 1, 3, verses 3 to 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Do you experience God's comfort? Well, it's time for you to comfort other people. Like Jesus, we must go to the people. Let us leave our comfort zone. You can study here at APNTS. Students of APNTS, you can study here at APNTS and at the same time showing compassion to the people around you. Let us be uncomfortable in regards to the salvation of other people. Let me encourage you, brothers and sisters, especially the students. God can use you to save the lost people while you are studying here at APNTS. Don't, you know, have this in mind that maybe after I graduate, then I will, you know, I will share the word. I will share the compassion. While you are here, God will use you to touch many peoples and, you know, saving the lost people. And so we really appreciate those students who, you know, have their local churches and they serve. You know, after studying here, after finishing your assignments, then you go to a local church, and then you serve the Lord there. You share your compassion. You share the Word of God, and that's wonderful. You know, don't just stay here for 3 years, and you know, do nothing but requirements. You know, you go out Monday to Friday, you study, and then, you know, Saturday and Sunday, you go out, and then you serve the Lord. And, you know, I've been hearing feedbacks from the local churches, because I belong to the Metro Manila. I've been hearing testimonies that some of the students here, I will not name, you know, their churches experience revival because of your presence. God is using you, APNT students. And, you know, some stories said, they said that, you know, God gave them hope through you. These are the testimonies of our local pastors under Metro Manila District. And so, you know, do your requirements. I have many requirements to do. And I have, oh man, I'm so guilty. I have many assignments to do, and my professors are here. Forgive me. You know, I challenge you, students of APNTS, God can use you to save the lost while you are studying here. Be like Jesus. Pray to have the kind of the heart he has for the people. And we thank God for our leaders of this seminary. You know, I also heard our leaders that they have this dream that all of you, APNTS student, that you will have a local church to serve every Saturday and Sunday, every one of you. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Be like Jesus. Pray to have the kind of heart he has for the people. Pray to have the heart of Jesus. The title of this message is The Heart of Jesus. Compassion is more than just a feeling. It involves action. I will repeat it again. Compassion is more than just a feeling. It involves action. These lost people need us more than what we know. Share the love of Jesus to them. God bless you all.